a setting. A picture's important. A is steady. They're like steady. This cat is a setting. A picture's important. A is steady. They're like steady.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Quinta.
I'm Peta. What happened to introducing yourself? No? Old habits die.
When I press this record button, it feels like stage fright. But hi Peta.
Hey Quinta. How's it going, girl?
It's going, it's late. And I'm just gonna jump right into it.
Yeah.
Haven't listened to this podcast by now, and you don't know what it is about,
then now it's my turn to tell you that the Black Staring is a podcast where we investigate. We are detectives.
We're looking, doing like important work.
We are looking for where and how the black women are. Okay, that's what we're doing in this
where
podcast.
Where are the black fat women? Where are the black queer women?
Dark skinned, fat.
All of it. You know, whether they're trans and how are they being portrayed?
Do they have a speaking role?
You know, do they have any background, emotion?
Yeah.
Like,
are they three-dimensional?
Are they just a tool?
Yeah.
You know, to carry the storyline further.
Which we hate. That's what we're doing. Today, what's under the microscope is...
Under the microscope.
Blood and water.
Yeah.
I wish... Imagine that Nasty C theme song in your head.
Also, Nasty C was in Blood and Water.
He definitely had a deal with them because his music was all over that show.
Oh gosh, and they had literally rope in the rapper storyline.
They had to. But you know, every black boy wanted to be a rapper, so.
Yeah, we actually go into it in this episode that was recorded. Over lockdown.
We're still in this Panasonic.
Oh my gosh, in this Palaborwa, hey? We are in all the pairs, hey?
Yes.
We are in all the pairs.
And this pandemic is sticking to us like a ridicule.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, let us get into it.
You did not just throw in Gorilla Glue Girl. Woman in her 40s. Sprayed a whole heavy-duty adhesive onto her
hair. Use that adhesive to glue shelves, to walls. That is the strength of the Gorilla Glue.
I can't believe that stressed me out. Like, no, that is a hectic
time of death to a hairline. If they recover her hairline.
They actually have. Today was a good day for Gorilla Glue Girl. Tessica or something was her name. Yeah.
She had... Not Tessica.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's not Jessica, it's Tessica. I swear, Google it. I was also like, Tessica.
Okay. Anyway, let's get into
Blood and Water. Also, the second season is coming out, so this is exciting.
Local shows on Netflix, because Queen Sona got cancelled. You were sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool, let's get into it. Jumping!
Today, we're looking at Blood and Water, Netflix original series that came out, I think, mid-lockdown.
Yeah, it definitely came out in lockdown. It was such a bingeable, very good bingeable show.
Yeah.
And it is local. It is the second South African original series from Netflix, the first being Queen Sono.
Starring...
The whole model scene. Hi.
Fikile.
And Fikile.
I mean, it's to be expected. Yeah. So, Fikile is Kosingema. There's Thabang Mulaba, who's Karabo. We have Gail Mabalani.
Absolutely, Gail Mabalani.
As the mother, as Gail, as Uthandeka, the mother.
And Sello Makega Ngube as Karabo's father.
Yes, we have Dylan Van Vogel, a supporting cast, who is Wade Daniels, and then the friends. So, Arno Gruff is Chris, you know. We have Gradeli Fencham, who's Reese. Shamela Mela, Sandy Schultz, Wendy is Natasha Tahani.
Absolutely, Natasha Tahani.
Yeah.
These are all faces that we've come to actually know see quite a lot, because Natasha Tahani, the queen, not the queen, is it? Yeah, it's the queen.
Yeah, Zanzi. And Amata's in Gomorrah.
So really wonderful cast there.
So they're in local shows as well.
But before we unpack it, I just wanted to just go back it down memory lane and, you know, kind of remind ourselves of really great South African content that, you know,
has... We had so much.
So much. I think of Intersections, which was also actually on Netflix in the beginning of the lockdown.
Yeah, it's still on Netflix. So Netflix is basically trying to bring in more African content. And they've done that with some originals like Blood and Water, movies like Seriously Single. And now they've also brought back all the content Intersections. Seriously Single, you know what? I love a good bad movie.
Yeah.
it's like a subgenre of its own. I said what I said. I love a good bad movie. And
I think I'll always enjoy Dumi Morake.
I love Dumi Morake why that movie worked. Yeah. It wouldn't work otherwise. Yeah, but Netflix is trying to put us on. They even some local movies. They bought Catching Feelings as well last year. Today,
we're going way back. I'm just thinking back into time of Yizo Yizo and Home Affairs.
Even the things for me about teenagers. Remember Soul Buddies?
Right.
Soul Buddies.
I loved Soul Buddies. Like, it was also such, Soul City.
It was like Soul the youngest City was
just old. Soul City was just such an important
And for me,
piece of like just, edutainment, hey?
Yeah,
because so as much as they were educating us, you know, you get a lot of these educational kind of like, you know, like this kind of content that tells you like you should wear a condom or whatever. I think of actually Shula.
Yes.
Yeah. Shula can be.
Sometimes it's the message is a little bit aggressive.
Yeah.
But there was something about the nuance in the shows in the late 90s, early 2000s.
That you could just where it was just relate.
Yeah, because in Soul Buddies, I didn't feel natural. Like even Dynamite Deep Blue Dudes, right? I didn't feel like. I didn't feel Dynamite like.
Dynamite Deep Blue Dudes.
Like, I didn't feel like. This is the lesson from whatever.
I know.
Like,
right?
I internalized what they were telling me.
I mean, it just makes me
about
like,
bullies, about life, you know?
And
about
just school. Like merging it naturally so that is the best way to teach people is to get them to fall in love with characters who are.
Exactly.
And relate with characters while learning.
Yeah.
Learning something. So
but then there was
just
a dark time where they were like. Fewer brown people.
Yeah.
We still had a lot of great local shows, but internationally there was definitely a gap from maybe like the later 2000s going into 2010s.
Yeah.
There was just nothing. And then black people started coming back again.
Yeah. And you know, like, we don't say it much, but like, we've been watching like a lot of white people on our screens without
especially as teenagers.
As teenagers, without actually even being conscious of the fact that. You know, like, do we relate with what's on screen? Or we just, like, love your Gossip Girls, your Sabrinas.
Oh, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Oh, my gosh. I loved Sabrina. Oh, my gosh.
Girls, you know, like,
guys,
like
Sabrina.
That Sabrina.
What a
moment. And I know they've kind of, like, rebooted it.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
Netflix rebooted it. But it'll never be the same. Like, I want Melissa Joan Hart.
Listen.
I want Salem, that little black
Salem,
cat.
Salem, the cat.
I want the two aunts. Like, you
like. And Charmed.
Charmed! I am the sun. That was when TV shows still used to have TV
shows. And we were watching, you know, your Felicities. Like, we were watching all this.
Ally McBeal. Hello.
Like, okay, well, this is really great. But, like, the fact that we're not seeing ourselves on screens didn't register.
Yeah. Yeah,
I wonder
especially weirdly enough, like in teenagers, it felt more white. Because growing up, there was a lot of, because that SABC 1 lineup at 7 o'clock with That's So Raven, My Wife and Kids.
Oh my goodness.
City
yes,
Guys,
yeah.
The Hughleys. Yeah. Like then
the
it was there. And then everything kind of disappeared and it was like, yeah, we just got into a lot of white shows. I used to love a good teen drama. Give me Dawson's Creek. Give me One Tree Hill, The O.C., you know,
Dawson's
all of those.
Dawson's River Kids, dude.
Hey, kind of want to watch. Just like.
Yeah, Dawson's Creek was.
Yo, that was drama.
I would still watch Dawson's Creek today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I really would.
Absolutely.
Like, with James, is it James Vanderbeek?
I think, yeah.
And
he's now famous for that crying emoji.
Yeah.
That does
he's also, like, really funny.
He
like,
is!
He pokes, he's like, he makes fun of himself.
Yeah,
days,
which
but,
I appreciate.
Yeah.
But I mean,
he's
the cast, Katie Holmes,
yeah.
who... Yo, went through a dark time with Tom
Cruise. With Tom Cruise and Scientology.
You know, we knew that he was bad when he jumped on Oprah's couch. That's when I was like,
how you
guy. This is not the guy. It's rude, man.
It's rude.
How are you going to jump on? This is not your mother's house. Also, it's a white couch. What are you doing?
But also, just like Oprah, let him do that.
But also,
but Oprah was just
how
like,
is she
going to
accuse him? How is she going to accuse him? That was going to be a whole
I
other headline. Oprah tells Tom Cruise to get off. It was just going to
get
off
my couch.
Thing.
I feel like if it was Iyanla, if he did let them,
Iyanla,
he couch.
Listen, Iyanla would have
that
just
would be a different story. But like, why? Also, what? Why was that? Why was he jumping on the couch? Like,
you see,
what was happening? In
I can't remember what was happening. I just remember that he was being very loud.
Yeah.
And I was like,
And Tom Cruise,
why
like,
are
had
you
a,
doing
he
this?
Had a chip on his shoulder, like he had a god complex about
he
him.
He did, but people
yeah.
still think of him as the guy. And for
yeah.
me, I'm like, was he ever that great an actor? Like, sure,
that's
Top
true.
Gun, fine, Jerry Maguire, sure. But like, I don't know. Mission Impossible, okay.
I mean,
I just also don't care. And there were other
oh,
people
so
doing
sense.
Action
so
movies
key.
That were better actors.
Yeah.
I'll even take Vin Diesel. You know,
right.
as the spicy white that he is. I don't
and
know.
And also,
know
like, there was Fun, was it Van Damme?
Ah! Jean-Claude
Van
Damme! Van
Damme. That,
yes!
That thing where he,
him.
With the eye,
so
what,
many
yeah, movies. Like, really, he was
there's
really
like,
cool.
Face Off, which is a crazy-ass movie.
Oh, my God.
Guys, they really made Face Off, and then they swapped
Face
two
off
men's
like,
face.
What am I watching?
And nobody
it's just
noticed.
So disturbing.
Also, the wives didn't notice. They were like, this is not my husband's face, but sure. And I'm like, John Travolta does not look like Nicolas Cage. Okay? He doesn't. Face Off is crazy.
Oh, my
have
gosh.
Have I seen it
but,
more than 20 times? Of course I have. Okay?
It's the,
grew up
it's
in
the
90s, stupid
of course things.
I did.
It's the ratchet things that we get addicted to.
No, we have to.
Like,
which is why, like, even Netflix and binge watching, everyone
yeah.
just. Does it and blood and water? I know I've binged watched
yeah.
the hell out of it because it was entertaining.
Yeah,
that
it
was.
It definitely was. And I look at it and I think of Yizo and how like that genre, that high school teen, like looking at things through that, or just like
yeah.
a story about kids in high school. But like you have the kids from Yizo in the hood, and you have this middle class, like, or upper middle class, like, sort of, like,
upper
really
middle
just,
class.
Like,
those houses
upper
in Camp Bay
were,
yeah.
And I mean, it's literally just, you have these two worlds kind of dealing with very similar
issues,
right?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
how they, because Yizo also, can we just have a moment for, like, how disturbing Yizo, like, it was rape. If it
yeah.
wasn't rape, it was drugs. It was, like, pedophilia, it was
yeah.
cheating. Was
you know what, for me,
Yizo.
I love and hate that we're still having the same conversations.
Right?
Not much has changed. And it's so sobering to be like, we can compare this and that
mm-hmm.
and be like, the same themes are still
happening.
I mean, there wasn't
cause like,
rape in Blood and Water, but
yeah,
there were
relationships, yeah.
sexual relationships with students
where
and teachers and things.
Like,
that, there were a lot of,
like
yeah,
things.
There were a lot of things
yeah.
that happened. But also I do like looking at high school through a South African lens, you know, and people on Twitter jokingly said it was Gossip Mugel, which
yeah.
I thought was hilarious.
But also Gossip Girl.
And very apt.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
does have a lot
yeah.
of, you know, just like wealth, the idea of wealth
yeah.
and opulence and like we were filming in the houses that people stay
in the mountains of
in the
Casby,
you know what also
just
Cape Town can look gorgeous.
Listen, is
I have
that
to say,
place
Cape Town is stunning.
Listen,
depending on what side you're looking
it's
at
stunning.
It's stunning.
It's
gorgeous.
Stunning. It's stunning
gorgeous.
And it's like it is the perfect setting for something like a Gossip
yeah.
Girl.
Also shout out to UCT, which was the campus
like,
of Parkhurst.
It was, like, so I mean it's just the perfect backdrop, but like it reminds me also of Gossip Girl because yes. of just the
constant rebellion
and the cattiness.
The uniform. And just like the high school drama.
High school, hey, like...
What a time.
And also, like, do people ever grow out of that high school frame of mind?
No. I do think, you know what, someone...
Okay, Twitter is high school.
I mean, it definitely Twitter is. You school. Know what, someone once said that high school never ends and it keeps being proven time and time again because, like you said, Twitter's high school, the workplace is high school. Mm. They are the favorites.
Listen.
They are the athletes, although now the athletes are just people who are like, yeah, no, I need to go to the gym. Like, yeah. I need to be, you know, like, yeah, they all these archetypes. Yo, the brown noses,
the drama, the gossip,
the teacher's pets to the bus.
The teacher's pets.
Like, all of the same favorites. Thing, like the teasing, the jokes, yeah. A lot of the same structures still apply. And even if you look at this and compare it to like 80s films that John Hughes did that set up these high school stereotypes, where there was the jock and
yes.
the athletes and the beauty yeah. and like the stoner and the rebel, you see that everywhere.
Right?
You see that in the show.
There's that
you see it,
in
yeah.
this and Glee. Even in Yeezo, like
everywhere.
Those,
they're those specific
there's
like
the rebel who's yeah. like who's a bit of a dark horse and there's a jock. But it's interesting on, I mean, yeah, let's just get into
yeah.
it now.
Because also, okay, so Blood and Water, if you haven't seen it,
yeah.
is basically a show about two long-lost sisters. So we meet Puleng, who, I don't know why I said Puleng. The way.
Puleng.
Puleng.
I also can't because that's how Puleng. They say their names.
I know,
Puleng
and Fikile.
Fikile.
Fikile, fix.
So, but do you think that that was a choice, though? For them to, because that is quite a characteristic of Model C.
Ooh. Yeah.
Lerato, Bali.
You Zond. See, no, but like they call you Mbali
yeah.
and Lerato.
Yeah.
Utandu.
Palesa.
Palesa.
Yeah.
You know?
And
they do that, but then we wouldn't do that.
Right?
So other people would say Puleng.
Yeah.
You know? Karabo. You know?
Karabo.
Karabo, you know.
And it's like, what's happening? But like,
it happens in school.
Fikile would always be like Fikile.
Fikile. And you know how people love to shorten a name to fix.
Fix. That's
to
shorten. That's premium shorting.
Listen,
like, you know,
if they can shorten your name,
it's like
they will shorten it.
Sassy fix.
They will shorten it.
They will.
So anyway, oh my gosh, the premise of the show is that we open up and Puleng's family is celebrating a birthday of her sister who disappeared
yeah.
a very long time ago.
And how old is she?
They don't 17. Know. She's supposed
17,
to be 17.
Yeah.
We don't know where the sister is, what quite happened to her. Mm-hmm. It's all question marks, question marks, question marks. And then, you know, Puleng ends up going to this party with her friend Zama and ends up...
Zama. Love Zama.
Love Zama.
Yeah.
Zama was the best.
Yeah.
She ends up thinking that maybe this cool, popular girl, Fikile, might be her real long-lost sister.
Yeah.
And then she ends up transferring schools and going to Parkhurst. And then... yeah, she goes to Parkhurst. And then she tried to, like, play little Nancy Drew and investigate
yeah.
and find out what the truth is around this baby trafficking
mm.
thing, child trafficking, fiasco. Is this my sister?
Sister.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then drama kind of ensues
and
around
I mean,
there.
I think, like, from the beginning, like, it's such a... They get off to such a good start because, you know, you they set up the fact that, you know... From the beginning, when she actually meets Fikile and kind of puts two and two together, I start believing that, no.
Yeah,
this is,
like, maybe...
Throughout, I'm
this
like...
Is too,
yeah,
like,
this is...
There's too many
yeah,
coincidences
yeah.
for this to be a
this
coincidence.
This is her sister. And from, like, from there on, it's like a... you kind of start rooting for them
to find out about one another. But
do you
think that Puleng went about it the right way?
Mm.
Because in the beginning,
wow.
there were a lot of things she did with Fikile, you know, going through her stuff and trying
yeah.
to steal DNA.
But how else do you know? How do you? Because, like, how do you tell people that I feel like this girl is my long-lost sister? Like, how
yeah.
do you...
It's
and
crazy.
Without people being
it's
like,
crazy.
Listen, are you okay, you know?
Yeah, and
so,
also there's the whole dichotomy between Fix being the girl in school.
She's the most popular girl in school. So she's got all
and you are a nobody. Yeah. You're the new girl.
You're the new girl. Who also has changed her name.
Yes! She changed her name because the dad... So the dad was also arrested.
The dad.
In light of the scandal. Mm. And, you know, a girl at school brought it up. Oh, she beat that girl up. Oh, she beat that girl up. At her old school.
Oh, wow. Yes, that's why she left.
That's why,
because
yeah.
that girl, yeah.
Yeah, so she beat up this girl.
Locker,
and then,
in the locker.
Yeah, and
yeah.
then it was this whole locker. Thing. And people were gossiping about it. And then yeah. when she asked to transfer.
High school can just be. Hey, this is the worst. Like, yeah. just mean ass. Yeah.
So she asked to transfer schools, and then she asked the principal, listen, can I use my mom's maiden name just so I don't draw attention to
yeah.
Kumalo? Even though Kumalo is a pretty common
yeah.
surname. So
yeah, is,
that
right?
was also kind of
yeah.
weird. It's like,
Konje,
there's only one Kumalo in South Africa. Like, no, girl. It's
no,
such a common.
Thousands. It literally,
it's like
literally Dramini, thousands.
Like, come on.
I mean.
You know?
Konje, what was the other name? What was her mother's? Forgot, but okay, no, fine.
Moving along.
She isn't that person. So she when she gets there, the thing is when you make reference to her getting all Nancy Drew, like I was for that. Like I was like, you know,
yeah.
she gets to
she
that
wanted
school,
to know.
She's like she joins. She's
answers.
Like got a strategy. She
yes.
joins the magazine
mm.
With Natasha Tahani as Wendy. Angry
yes,
Wendy. So she joins the newspaper. She kind of is trying to get her. She's also trying to raise her profile. I don't know. She's trying to get into the school, and then she starts kind of like following the popular
crowd. But then she also has Wade.
Yeah.
By her side, who she meets at the
party. Who she meets previously, yeah.
And he takes a liking to her.
Yeah, Shane Wade. He's funny, that guy. He's funny. He's
Wade
like,
was the best. His
what?
Acting was not, but Wade was the best.
Oh, really? Yeah. So a lot
I
of, like,
Wade.
acting moments. There's a lot of, like, okay, you're acting.
Yeah, yeah and for me, if I can feel that you're acting,
yeah,
then you're
then
not acting.
Like, then you're
then
bad
you're
at what
you're
doing.
Yeah, I mustn't know that, like, this
oh,
is somebody
acting.
Trying to
yeah.
be emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he falls in love or whatever with Puling. And... Well, in the beginning, it looks like, you know, because she also just, like, does such a bit of a 180 on him. In the beginning, she you know, she gets into a kind of a friendship thing with her, with Wade, and, you know, it looks like they're starting out as friends. That's how, you know,
yeah.
and she's, I don't know if I ever got from the beginning that she was into him, but definitely
he was into her. But then there is the thing about the nice guy.
Yeah, you know.
Does she have to like him?
Does she have to like him?
And she doesn't.
Because he has this guy with good intentions, quote unquote, good intentions, not like the other guys, not a bad guy, whatever we want to call it. But you know, just because he's nice about it, fine.
Yeah.
But that's still not reason enough for me to like you.
For me, that's okay. That's okay. She doesn't have to like him. My thing is that she was using him. That's my thing.
Was.
And I think she was unfair to him a little bit. And he got in very troublesome. I mean, they were going
because
to
of
the
her.
Police. He was going into his mom's office, making photocopies for her. He was doing a lot of stuff for her. And it's fine if she didn't like him. But then, when she started, you know, fooling around with Ukarabo, you know.
Ukarabo is a
Ukarabo. Don't it. Guys, why is it that at every school, there's a boy who wants to be umrep? Why? What is it? And like, Ukarabo is, he's spitting his rhymes.
And
he's trying
got
to
the
like,
girl,
you know.
Now, we now have to be subjected to his
yeah,
lyrics.
And then she must be like, oh, you're so good.
Oh, but she does
like,
it.
Like,
I don't know.
You're really good.
I hate
and then she
chemistry.
Makes his dad understand the
yeah.
nuance of hip hop and that
yeah.
he can be conscious.
Also like.
And the dad. Also the parents, great actors.
Yeah, great actors, like seasoned performers.
Yeah,
so.
Which they didn't use as much as
yeah.
they should have, but I feel like they're setting up season 2.
They
and
have to.
Revealing what's the truth
yeah.
about the thing.
The whole trafficking. Because when I think of the parents,
trafficking.
It's not funny. It's not funny. Trafficking.
It's
not
like.
Funny. But I think of the parents and how they might be involved in some sort of syndicate, obviously.
Yeah, and that's also how, crazy.
But they're just the parents. There's between Figile's mom, that woman, acting is always off the wall, but she's amazing. But like she's loopy. She's like crazy. She's as well as Garabo's father, who's also like a little too.
And they've been
cool.
buddies.
Yeah, and they've been
a long time.
So
because even Garabo was like, no, we're close. Because my dad and Texas mom
are close.
We're always close. So you're like, did they steal the baby together?
Yeah.
We don't know. And then also, Puleng's dad goes to prison. So did they frame him?
Yeah. What is it?
The mom, like the tension with Puleng's parents, like they don't seem to get
along.
Is it because of, but also I was like, is it because of grief? Because there is something to be said about losing a child and not knowing what to do.
What, yeah.
Because
it's
a very
difficult thing. Also feeling like, you know, with grief, when you lose someone, you always you need somebody to pin it on, you know, like it's just one of the stages, like your anger, your rage, you need somebody to pin it on. And I can imagine if you lose a child as a couple, like you're gonna start like resenting each other
because
there's
also high divorce rates after like people lose kids, and it's even worse because the kid is missing.
Also, like,
so
the father
there's
has
no
something
end, like,
to
there's
do
no
with
ending.
It.
So you don't know. It's not like the very unfortunate case if your child passed away. It's just like,
and we can just like,
and then you can close it. You can't close it because your child
is
was
missing.
Kidnapped.
That's
and they're missing, and you don't know if they're still out there.
No wonder she's celebrating the 17th.
And
it's
because
literally
that's
like
also
a birthday party.
Yo, but that's also a lot.
It's
a lot
to put
lot
on
made.
Your family, hey,
to,
and your
to
kids.
Have, to have like a celebration. For someone who isn't
who
there,
is like, what is that feeling? What is that feeling? Are we? It's almost like a memorial.
Yeah.
Every year we have this memorial. Like we have this memorial, and the kids are not. What do the kids make of it? Because Puleng
feels uncomfortable.
She's like,
with it.
I mean, and there's that room.
Oh,
there's room
that looks like a wall at the office of CSI or like
the
police show with all the strings connecting that pictures, articles.
You
it just looks like a crime show.
Like
this
in
is
your home.
It's in your and it's just
what is going
and
on.
And it's just like you have to see that. And I think the little brother is kind of just like it is what it is. You know, like he's just trying to the little brother great. He's just trying to live his life.
Yeah, he's
you know?
Just like, you know,
but
my
then,
mom may or may not be a little off the wall. Because
it's just like you guys keep this room.
And we can't, we're not allowed to go in. And you know, the mom like runs the household with like an iron fist and also
and
she's like very uncomfortable.
Moms.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's like, why are you sleeping in? Why are you waking up at 7 o'clock?
Why are you not busy with something?
The end of the day?
Why are you not busy
with
something?
Yeah. Those are that's
they
how
hate when we just sit around. It's like their sixth sense just gets triggered. And they barge into your room asking questions.
But okay, cool. So Puleng gets into the school magazine, and that's also when we meet Wendy and the friend.
Wendy is a little bit confusing to me because she is just angry.
Yeah,
she's just mad.
She's mad at Fikile.
She's mad at Fikile for having money and for having access.
But she's also
being
got money.
Popular. But that's the gag. I'm like, you're the minister's child. You're not, and like, she's kind of trying to, there's a speech where she says, you know, she's championing the cause for the little guys. And I'm like, how do you know that that's what they want you to do?
I know, it's very presumptuous of you to.
It's quite.
Yeah.
But
she
does. And also the whole thing with the beret and I'm a freedom fighter.
Yeah.
The way they positioned her, like, I have dreadlocks.
Yeah.
I will wear a beret because I am smart and I will make us
and
have more homework in
the
class.
I'm connected to the struggle somehow. But she does make pretty piercing points when in class with the teachers and the environment.
And learning. And like the things
can
that
we just
learn.
Talk about that classroom Everyone has their own freaking office desk with a lamp. It's such wealth.
Yeah.
But I mean, she does kind of make the case for the fact that, you
several
know,
several points are made.
This is like, this is privilege. I mean, this also doesn't speak. Where's our effort? Yeah, that's when she goes on the rant. Like, why aren't we learning? Why aren't we getting taught about African history? What am I gonna do with?
So apt, because like, and there was a very huge conversation around decolonizing, education and the things that we are taught and what is prescribed reading and who decides what that is.
Yeah.
And there's still a big gap that needs to be filled, because why aren't we learning more about South African history as much as the Holocaust?
Yeah.
As much as you know,
Germany,
the civil rights
and the riot
movement,
and it's USSR,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, like,
but like there's a chat there around like school systems in South Africa are very much English and like very colonial, like especially the you know, the private school
absolutely.
Schooling system, like with the uniform, and just like there's even on Gladwater, like it's very much like very colonial buildings and just like the culture, the, you know, it's like you've taken this way of, it's almost like a franchise, like a franchise of schooling that like is so, it's actually across Africa, like, you know,
it's just become a thing.
Zimbabwe,
no.
In Tanzania, the kind of like really English schooling system. Listen.
And we went through it. But there's so many microaggressions can be so violent that happen at school. And I think kids are definitely better off now because they have the language. They have the language to articulate why they are uncomfortable.
And
you know,
why,
if you look at those are like Patels and people like a lot of people like her. But for us, we didn't quite have the language
because
we were uncomfortable.
But it was
very uncomfortable. With,
me too.
Oh my gosh, I remember our code of conduct said that if you have cornrows, they must be in a horizontal line resembling a cornfield.
Man.
I said a cornfield?
Like the racism,
really,
guys, that we learned
racism
through
just
hair.
Stayed jumping.
Yo.
Even asking
and
people
it was
to
like,
undo their hair when someone else's hair
is
in their face.
Yeah.
You know?
Warren's hair is like bouncing around his head like a basketball, but Wandile has to like cut his dreads off.
No, Andile would go home to get his hair taken. There was not even
it must
that
be unruly. Also, like the attachment.
Also, what is unruly?
Like
yeah,
the association with anything African as being kind of rough around the edges.
Yeah, and not neat.
Unbridled.
If you had an
Afro,
it wasn't
neat. Like kind of like wild. Like you guys need to kind of like, you guys need to like.
Man, you need to fall in line.
You need to fall in line. You need to.
Everything must be uniform. But then some people got special treatment.
They did.
You know, they did. And, oh, Figile, can we talk about Figile? And, I mean, first, so there are two things. The one thing I want to talk about is the special treatment that star athletes, because
the swimming,
Chris,
especially the swimming team, the goddess, and
Chris,
those
soccer
sports
team,
were, right?
Cricket, whenever your first team in something,
basketball.
People just let it slide. Even Chris, when they had 2 weeks to write the paper, and Chris was like, oh, ma'am, we have a gala, can we get an extension?
Figile,
and she was like, yeah,
I,
sure. And when
we
were, hey,
right.
When it was like, hey,
no, what's happening?
Yeah, but I mean,
but
you
even that, the context, like, you, like, also just, that is whiteness. The confidence to ask for what you want. Even
and to get it.
And to get it.
Yeah.
To think, where do you get that nerve? You know, as a black person, like, coming
no,
off a mile of
gonna
away,
try.
Like, where do you come off asking for some more?
But
time,
he got the more time. And for me, it's always been so weird because sports has always been above cultural activities.
That's
in
true.
As cultural
weird.
Activities
like,
aren't given
yes.
as much preferential treatment
yeah.
as sports.
Yeah. And
which clearly
weird.
Hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's such a microcosm of society because sports is also quite mainstream. It's considered
if you're an
a
athlete.
Leg of the mainstream kind of, but like all the arts is...
it's like the underdog.
Poorly supported.
Yeah.
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 It's crazy.
Weird. And the second thing about Fikile, who is, you know, very sweet and, you know, she really does take bullying in.
She is a sweetie, hey?
She just tries to be her friend and, like, she's not a mean girl.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But then, Babes is having a scandal with the swim coach. And
the sexualism.
What must happen? Guys, there are so many inappropriate relationships at school. But then, it begs the question. She was of age. So, how do we... I'm asking.
This is also how men who are like Teacher Mumeva, the guy...
Who
rationalized...
On the ramp to the Olympics. And then he got injured. So there's also that narrative of like an injured sports star that was great and now he's trying to find his
doing manyalas, he's doing yours.
You know, those who can't do teach. So he went, he taught in this private school.
But he's got a pregnant
partner.
This is
and he's out here sleeping with a student.
I'm just like, okay, so she is of age, but like, no.
Guys.
I don't know how else to tell you.
No.
It's like a thing.
It's a no.
It's a no if you are, if you've been raised in any sort of decent space. But I mean, this is how men will rationalize these relationships with high school girls. And this was actually a thing in high school. Like, I remember it in high school. We had like really pretty girls, you know, the cool it girls dating these older men, boys, who would come and pick them up in cars, and this is a thing.
Is a thing. But then on the flip side, there were also a lot of teachers that were just a little bit inappropriate, a little bit gross, a little bit like on the sexual harassment side.
Right.
And would just say things where everyone was like, yo, don't say that.
Shucks, hey?
Don't actually say that. I remember there were like one or two teachers where... We all agreed that
this guy
is uncomfortable, creepy. And this is
we had a couple of those.
Creepy. Yeah. And it's actually bad that everyone has one or two teachers where you're like, Mr. Mang Mang.
I don't want to.
We don't want to
find myself.
Like, I don't want to be in the class alone with you when you know, like those kinds of things. And we can't not talk about the power dynamic as well, because though Fikile was like, he didn't force me, it was consensual, but it is a power dynamic that you know,
he took advantage of. Also, this guy
had it. His hands were on her shoulders, on her back,
and
he was too touchy-feely in front of everybody.
Dude, getting a motel and the rest, what's happening? Also, like, what is happening?
What
is
silliness? Wife?
Also, the wife has taken him in.
The wife is supporting him.
Supporting him.
And she's pregnant.
And
so that emasculation.
Yes. I mean, there's that. Like, you will have a person who is not doing much. You support the guy. You support him through his whatevers and his dreams.
And then you are
Yeah. And you get cheated on.
But that scene where there's a confrontation scene, the wife finds out and she
How does she find out again?
School.
How does she find out?
She goes through his thing, but he's also just
sloppy. But I think also Wendy. Wait.
Wendy also did a lot.
Wendy, there's actually, I wanted to have this conversation, right? We'll go back to her tampering with Buleng's article. To make Fikile look bad, there's a situation where somewhere it comes out that Fikile and it comes out in secret. I think Buleng knows.
Yeah, she overheard. There was a voice note. Yeah,
Wendy gets. Oh no, she Buleng has a bit of a tiff with Fikile and decides to give Wendy.
The thing.
The message.
And then Wendy goes, this is my ammo. I'm ready.
Like, should Wendy have done that?
Wendy went to tell.
Yes, Wendy took it upon herself to tell on.
Yeah.
Ooh, and I'm like, you know, wow.
But also
what is this?
but what's happening?
And also she's doing it for herself.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, it was quite selfish intent. Like,
because she wanted Figile to look bad.
Yeah, because she wanted her friend to be head girl instead of
Oh, yes. The sweet...
Yeah, who ended up being with Wade, which is very cute.
Which is very cute. See? It works out in the end. It really does.
You get
the person who's into you and leave the people who aren't into you alone. Anyways, Wendy gives the principal this voice note or these news, and then when it comes, I think that's how it comes out for this teacher, but I'm not sure how it gets to the wife. I don't know if she gets a call or
but anyway,
but the wife finds out,
and Riley is not happy.
Yeah,
Riley looks far longer, 7, 8, however many months pregnant, and Riley is walking down the halls of the school, trying to find this girl who is sleeping with her husband.
I mean, just like the mindset there is also so hectic. Like, this is what like being made a fool of will do to you. Like disrespect. It's like, you know. Are you gonna?
Because you're gonna confront
a child.
And for me, also the thing but that always happens.
She's a child, but she's not a child.
Yeah, but she's not a child. Yeah. But for me, She knows what she was doing. She was very weird. But for me, the thing that always happens is that, as women, we're taught to go fight the other woman.
Right.
And yes, we should to a certain extent.
But to a but very, very...
The energy slim. Given
yeah.
is never the same energy that's given to your husband.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost... Although,
in this case, she did because she kicked him out.
She did.
But she still called him an Uber before he left. She was like, I called an Uber, you need to leave. I was like, girl, you got an Uber?
You are very nice.
Listen.
I would wait to exhale, just, dude, you know.
I feel like that's like our weakness here. But like, women... I don't want to generalize, but a lot of women will really just, you'll be disrespected, but you will take it gracefully.
Being the bigger person.
There is something to be said for being petty.
Clownery.
Yo.
That you must can we partake all in when you are the bigger person. Yeah.
Which
you
is,
must be a little bit of a clown.
Yeah. And it's like,
yo.
At my own expense.
You must be a clown. But be the bigger person, girl.
Can we all just be petty? If you're gonna be petty, let's go downstairs.
Listen, eh? I can be petty, but you like,
if you need, like, I feel like there's a strength in being petty because it's whatever they wanna call it, like you're advocating for yourself and you're it's like I'm not giving you a taste of your own medicine, but I'm just like telling
you. I'm just drawing the line.
I'm drawing the line and I'm not being friendly about it. I don't care too much where you fall or where the chips may fall, but like, listen.
Yeah, and this someone is where you draw the line. No is a complete answer.
Right? So a sentence.
You can draw the line and say no.
No, full stop.
No. N-O equals no. Yo, okay, so back to Wendy.
Back to Wendy.
And motive. And.
Yeah, like why? It feels to me that she was, you know, just like, I think about your thing about stereotypes, or not, well, archetypes, high school. I think she was just like her role was very much like, there is this kind of person in high school, like this kind of character.
And there is!
But I kind don't of feel like... Why she was like this,
they didn't know? They is didn't just motivate her character enough for me. Wendy was just mad. They didn't close the loop nicely for her in the way that they did with everyone else. So in season 2, because there is season 2, yay! It was confirmed season 2. So I would like for them to flesh out Wendy's character a little bit more, so we can just see why she does the things that she did. Because even her tampering with Buleng's article. That was wrong.
And it's all because wrong, she hates Fili.
But it why does she hate
it? It feels like there's a they deeper didn't story explain there, right?
Why? Did she bully you when like, you guys were in primary school? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Because she's just mean.
Yeah.
And then also she gaslit bullying and she was just like, I ain't gonna tell nobody.
Yeah.
I know what I did, but she's I'm not gonna
very,
tell
anybody. She's a very calculating.
That was crazy. And I was like, so you're really gonna make her take the fall?
Like...
And now people are quarter to beating her up, but you're still, ma'am, like, you're not going to say anything.
That was also crazy. That was wild.
Why did you do it to begin with, dude?
Yo, and she saw it through. She was just like, I'm not going down for this. I'm not going down for this. You can, Puleng, you can go down, but I'm not going
down for this. You can, but even if it's my fault, sorry. I did it to you, but like.
And she did do it to her. She did do it to her. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
There's like friction that they need to explain.
With Wendy.
Yeah. But like also the other characters, we have Garabo, who's the boyf, or becomes the boyf.
Yeah.
And
who is,
you know,
just a good looking kind
of. He's pretty. He's one of those people who are just pretty.
And he's like, he's, how do I put it? You know, like there's not a lot there, but he's like, there's not a lot of like substance in the way of in the way of just like, you know, smart, but he's got a heart. Right, like
I
love how he's
and he's a,
he does.
It feels like he's a good person.
Yeah, like he kind of is. He defends Buleng a lot. Like
yeah,
he's got his loyalties on point.
And but he also does it with still defending Figile.
Figile,
you know?
I actually meant
so
to say
I
Figile.
Really like that he can cape for both of them.
Yeah,
and then decide
and
what's right.
What's,
yeah,
what's
and
right
know
right
what
wrong,
the yeah he
know?
Has like
he's
a very
not
good
a pushover
moral compass.
Right,
and also.
Nasty Sue.
And he was in the stew. He was in the studio.
He was in the stew.
But no, the home studio, Karok, because Cinemag. So we have the equipment, we have the microphones, we have the space, darling. To have our own space, you know, to just record tracks. And then he calls his girlfriend playing.
To come
lay down a vocal.
Lay down some vocals,
girl.
Lay down
your poetry. And at first she's shy. She's like, oh no, I don't know.
Do you want me?
And then she ends up, you know, at the end.
She just
changed her voice. But also Nasty C. You know, there was a lot of Nasty C music. And it made me wonder if there was some sort of a deal.
I'm sure there was.
Yeah, because there was they plugged his music and then they plugged Yena himself as the producer. And I was like, look at you. I mean, I still abhor his American accent. It's very annoying. But
there's something,
that's
there was
a different
there was somewhere where people were like questioning his accent. No, he had a video out. Like some, I don't know, I'll actually look for it where he's like telling people.
I have a chat and a whole story about Nasty C, but I'm not going to get into that right now. I'm just going to say.
After this, you'll get into it.
I mean, all I'm going to say is that we saw him perform. Me and my friends, you know, Black Girls Travel to. You know, we went to Essence in 2019 and we were like, Nasty C's on the scene. Let's go, let's perform. Yeah, so he was on, they actually had an Africa stage set up.
Oh, yes.
And he was performing there on the last night. So we're like, oh no, see, we're waiting for Genuine to come on. So we're just gonna another name drop. So we like popped over to Nasty C. And like, he insisted on his accent. He insisted.
All the way in the
stage. And I'm like, you are using this pseudo African American accent in front of African Americans and you don't want to let it go.
And also, you guys.
That's also a little bit weird.
You guys had a conversation with him, right?
I mean, we ended up being allowed backstage. Life can be wild sometimes. Hey, listen, sometimes you need to shoot your shot. Try it. They can always say no.
They can always say no.
But that time they said yes.
Listen.
And then he still insisted. And we're like,
this
hey, Mutase Kaya. Mutase Kaya. Like, hello, hi.
Hey!
You don't have to do this. No, but
he stuck to it.
Wherever he found him, wherever he picked it up, he's the most committed hand.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. He's very committed.
Yeah.
Through and through, he will. It's his thing now.
Wonder what the thing is, but I need to find that little
But then also, accents and model C, the code switching thing, and
there's
the model
that, well,
that they explored in the show was.
Exactly, which is like.
Yeah.
Why I think the choice thing. with the, you know, the how pronouncing, you know, African names was a choice because it really is a feature of model C-ness, that whole accent code switching.
Yeah.
You know.
It's almost like you have to play the game and assimilate to a certain extent to survive.
And to also like I remember you were telling me the story of how a friend of yours, like when someone who you guys grew up with in high school. You guys started from grade not R.
I'm tired already.
And this person is, you know, that my your God, English is actually guys, quite good. It's like we were
speak
all
really well.
We were all know? In the same class, Jessica.
And this whole
what the fuck?
Rest of them, this rest of them.
Yeah. It's like you're better. Like I just guess I relate to you more because like you're actually quite good. And I mean we did well anyways because black excellence.
Also, you're not there's a very small margin of error that you have. You're not allowed to shit the bed. You can try it.
This is why
some people
right?
tried it, but like were not allowed.
Yeah. And you were almost like
feels like you just can't.
You were always like vilified if you weren't doing well as a black person. Oof. In high school, actually, hey?
Yeah, we had to perform.
Yeah.
You had to be high performing. Because even black excellence is like a little bit dangerous
yeah.
for me. Like, I like
yeah,
it,
it's
but I'm also like, I am here for the average black person.
Yeah,
also.
For people who just, it should be okay for me to have value just because I'm alive as,
yeah,
as a black person.
Yeah, because therapy says that perfectionism is like
yeah.
a trauma response.
Black excellence as a trauma response. That's wild. That's crazy.
Make of it what you will.
Because
even in this situation, you know, Wendy has to be tops.
Right? And she's clearly going through.
Figile also has to be tops.
Yeah.
Buleng has to be tops.
Yeah.
She's a top student.
Yeah.
She's a so much, like everyone
so the,
is performing.
The white guy is the
Chris,
most mediocre.
Ah, Chris is chill.
Living his life
Chris
being
is chill.
Fluid.
Chris is
being
chill.
Fluid with Zama and the guy over there. Living his life, hey? Living his life.
Yeah,
but
even the friend Reese, like the white girl,
oh,
she was
yeah.
also super chill.
That is white. Like,
there's
I
no
have a,
pressure.
Yeah, that is how white girls.
Our pressure.
Oh
yeah.
Is like
that
coasting.
Is like to
coasting.
The team.
Coasting.
Yeah, but
coasting.
Also, yeah, man, the expectation is just different.
Ooh, this
and
is
modesty,
a very triggering
and, like,
kind
you know,
of,
our parents also took us to the schools to get education, and we don't want to let them down, and like.
Mm. And they just.
Yeah.
It's almost like. Black parents will just expect A's and not hold your hand through the process. It's
no.
like, so you just expect me to... So it's like, I want an A and you must figure it out. Just figure it out in the corner.
Although,
yeah,
although
yeah.
I do love that now, tutoring and that.
Yes,
kind of,
there's
but
that.
Yo,
but
before,
I feel like the involvement
for us it was
just
like, yo,
like,
guys, we need to figure it out.
Yeah, it's like...
With men, if we didn't get it, we'd be like, hey, Dineo, hey, like,
yeah.
can someone explain...
Sure. What the hell?
What Mr. Peters meant? Because
like
guys, what's happening? Yeah, we just figured it out together.
Really
and
we
would all just do homework
because
together
just
and just
had
figure,
to
it
figure it
out.
Figure it out, eh?
Yeah. Although
we
I do like
to...
that being smart was a thing at school.
Yeah.
Your people in my grade were very competitive.
Absolutely.
Very competitive.
Yeah. But I mean, it was a thing and I did well and obviously I enjoyed it. But I also feel like that's what we focus on, or that's where the attention goes in being the best athlete, the best singer, the best basketball player, the best in class, the best debater. And it's like you have such a lot of, you have the population of high school just kind of seeing where they can fit themselves in. And then
yeah.
and then if you're not at the top, like you're automatically either just like average or like you're just with the bad kids, you know,
yeah,
like they just like bunking and smoking and having sex in the fields. Like there was also none of that shit happening.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That shit was happening.
Yeah.
Okay. But like I wanted to also talk about like the secret shame, kind of like our parents carry about whether it's the shame of whatever happened to the little sister or whatever.
Mm.
The secrets that Figile and Garabo's parents are carrying, like what, how much is it that we really know about our parents, or are they telling us? It's just like, there's just such a wall that your parents hold up, or like there's things that we don't talk about.
You know, our parents are people,
mm-hmm.
and it's very sobering when you come to find that as a truth, that like, oh, you also don't know what's parting all the time. Because there was this perception that like parents knew what was happening and they had it together. But nobody really has it together, you know. It's better as age goes, but I do also think that our parents lived different lives before they were parents. And there will be things that we don't know, but I think it is important. I was listening to another podcast and they were interviewing Solange on A Seat at the Table, and she was talking about the interludes and interviewing her parents and talking to them about the past and about their childhoods and about being in school and like trying to figure things out. And she said that she learned so much from those conversations because we just don't have them. And
we just don't
have them. And she was like, she wouldn't have known that stuff about her parents if she didn't proactively be like, oh, I actually want you to say something for this album, let's have a conversation. She wouldn't have known. So I do think we should just talk to our parents.
But also it's just difficult to get anything, like talk about like trying to get water out of a log, like like, yo, talking to parents, guys,
I mean,
if it's not your tone or like your English, it's like, yo,
I mean,
can you take this, like,
but also
can you just like level with me here?
But
I'm
also
so
No, you will always be a baby to them, so they will always tell us what to do. But I do think, you know, we have to give them some credit. Just just ask them things. My brother asked my mom how she got into Exile. Hey, it could have been a damn movie. So just talk to your parents, like ask them random things. Even if you think of their 20s versus our 20s.
And that they were in their 20s, that they were pre you.
They were pre you, they were in their 20s, they were fighting, they were dealing with apartheid as a concept,
you know,
as a
what?
System.
As a system, as a reality.
As a reality.
As an experience.
Yeah, that was their 20s. And they, with the intention that like, they might die, they might not die, they don't know.
And
we'll
you know,
see.
with that, that's a lot, also.
Having a lot.
With that system in place and with the racism and with the outright racism and the microaggressions, like it was policing
and the bomb bust and the getting arrested
for our parents
and
to come out the way they did, like, it's really...
It's remarkable.
It's remarkable.
Yeah, and also there's a lot of trauma that people just don't talk about. Yeah.
And you know,
the Rainbow Nation kind of just swept everything under
it's
the rug.
So toxic. The Rainbow Nation, what a toxic thing to ever happen to actually, like.
It's a terrible
really
rhetoric because there's no responsibility. And
someone just says
everything
sorry
was swept under the rug.
Can
and
you
then everyone
can
learned
you
that speech. It doesn't matter if you're yellow, blue. I really want to know if someone can tweet me, DM me, whatever, and tell me why they all know the order of the colors
of the freaking rainbow.
Is it the colors of the rainbow?
What is it? It
every
to
speech.
Me.
No, it,
so it's,
it,
it's
might be there.
Like a yellow, blue. What is
and
that?
Then there's also green.
Yeah.
But like the order. Maybe it is
I don't
the
care
rainbow.
If you're
that
yellow,
would explain a lot.
Okay,
but I'm
yellow,
like yellow,
green, blue. It's yellow, green,
I'm
blue.
Like, but also where do you learn the speech, guys? Where do you... I don't know. Did your grandparents teach it to you? What is the truth?
Tell us the truth.
I mean, okay, yeah. So Blood and Water. How do we feel about season 2? Are we excited?
I mean, I just need answers. I need answers.
And that'll make you watch it.
Yeah.
So they did their job well.
I feel like that that device though is just series overuse that kind
the
of
cliffhanger.
Yeah.
They love the
cliffhanger. It's like find another, like, give me strong characters that I want to come back to. Give me a really great storyline. Like, don't give me a missing link. But yeah, I'll watch because
it's a device of the.
You've
of
got my coins. It's fine. I just need to figure out what's going on with Bunin's father. Really, I'm just like, I'm just. That's all I'm watching for. Really,
you want to know?
Yeah.
You know what? For me, I want to see how Figile deals with now knowing that who she thought she was might not be who she is, because that's also very hectic.
Actually,
to find out that your parents might not be your parents,
and how
you might have this whole other family. I don't know. I want them to unpack how she deals with that, because she was already spiraling at the end.
The end
she was even tried to drown herself. Like it was just very hectic at the end. Mm-hmm. So I want to see how they deal with that. I want a flash. I'm such a fan of a flashback episode. I want a flashback episode to the parents doing the trafficking. I love a good flashback episode. Let's, I want to know in detail what happened.
I agree.
That's what I want for season 2. But also, they really gave us likable characters.
Yeah, they did.
And I'll definitely watch. I love Zama.
I need more Zama.
I love Wade.
Wade,
with Nancy Drew, and she's kind of annoying a little bit. Yeah. So, like, that's
Wendy
fine.
Also.
But Wendy, flesh it out.
Get us more. I don't know about the... You know, I mean, I think there is space for the cool kids crew to grow, like Garo and Chris and
Boris and all of them. But also, they left a gap because they're only going into matric now, because they were technically in grade 11.
Oh, is it?
They're all 17. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you only had girl in matric. Yeah. So
and that's what she was fighting for.
Yeah. And so they still have another whole year to explore.
Okay. So how would you rate it, going back to our rating system there?
How would I rate this show? So, if I look at the criteria...
Do black women pander to the slightest their stereotype?
In some ways they did, with Wendy. Yeah. But I do think that they had autonomy, and I got to see a range of emotions.
I think Wendy makes choices. So
yeah, and they were for her.
Yeah,
and there's also something to be said about being selfish.
Right,
so that's also fair. Yeah. So you know, not too many stereotypes.
Not too many, actually.
Not too many, and you know, black women are given the space to express their full range of emotions,
absolutely,
which I enjoyed. From the mom to Figile to Buleng to even Wendy, we saw her anger. Yeah, like we saw
Zama
range.
Zama dating is this person.
Yeah, and Zama also canceling Buleng and being like, dude, you just went to another school and didn't tell me.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, yeah. So that I really enjoyed that. You know, there were also relationships that weren't fueled by romantic situations.
I think Buleng and Figile
as well as Buleng and Zama.
Yeah, yeah.
There were strong female relationships, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, yeah.
They were definitely African. I mean, the South African share.
Yeah.
So they are.
They were queers as well, with Chris and them
exploring bisexuality.
Yeah, they just like kind of threw that in there. I like how they didn't try, because you know, when people throw in the queer storyline, it's always lazy, or there's always a political statement to be made.
Yes,
and it's like, can they just be
queer,
just how just as how everyone else is having a romantic fling or whatever. Are black women
I think I kind of want to give it fries.
Really?
You know what, there were like holes and stuff. And, like, some of the acting was not my favorite all the time.
You did say.
But I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I did. I had a good time watching it.
Yeah.
And I think...
Me too.
Oh, we get so stuck in critique sometimes.
We do.
Even though that is the purpose of the show.
The day, you just...
What a gag. That's why we're here. But also, like, I enjoyed it. So I'm going to give it fries.
Right.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to give it roast potatoes.
Okay.
It was delicious. It was like fresh. It was refreshing. And also because I just felt like that nostalgia, you know, it also reminds me of like Spud. I mean, I just like, kind of teenage drama.
Yeah, like high school.
High school. I mean, I really enjoy that.
Mm.
But for me, there were gaps in the story that, what's happening with Buleng's father? What's happening with the parents? You know, what's going on with the parentals out there? You know, like,
all the parentals.
Also, like,
wild.
The parentals are the reason why these kids
are in
the
situation. And then the reason why there's an identity crisis in the situation.
So, it's really good, but it's got a lot of potential. And I just need them to flesh out.
You're right. Things. Oh, man.
Flesh out Wendy. Wendy's powerful.
So, if I say fries, I will say it's McDonald's fries.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
There's a 15-minute window.
Yeah.
To eat.
Rounding off this episode, what's the content that you signed up for?
Right now, I'm going to be really honest. It is WAP. Okay, you know what? It came out, like, it didn't come out this week. It came out a few weeks.
Yeah.
But it's was just, it last week? Like, you know, guys, you know when a song is just in repeat? Listen, I just, and I love, yeah, I really love women rapping. I love that there's so many more
women rapping. And they're it.
Yo,
it's, yeah. not, it's not female rappers. Yeah. It's rappers.
And I also love that women are telling other women about women having sex.
Right? And enjoying it and
having
seeking
time.
Out the pleasure.
Yeah. Because been men telling and women what they're gonna do to women.
And it's women. Like obviously you'll have the backlash to this from Christians and males.
Why aren't Megan and Cardi being good educating children? That's not their job. Is Rick Ross educational?
Like, you know?
Why am I using such weird rappers as references? Like, I don't know why they're really? Saying. Yeah.
But also, it's what upsets me is the Tory Lanez
bullshit. You know what? It's gonna
right
make me mad.
Here today.
That is on the SMS. That is short man syndrome gone the worst.
He really shot her.
He shot her, and then he gaslit her, and he's quiet. He's so
and then
quiet.
He has the nerve to come up and, you know, like troll her. Troll
no,
people.
No. He's actually a troll.
I don't know what happened to my content, but we're going to roll with that punch in the gut. And I'm just going to link us out. Yeah, I'm just going to do that.
And that's it, guys.
Yo, we made it to the end. We hope that season 2 is just as juicy as season 1.
Yeah.
But you know, in the meantime, you can like, comment, follow, subscribe, do all the things on our channels at The Black Staring. That is black. The only way you spell black. Come on now. Staring, that is Sterring on IG, on Instagram, and on Twitter.
And on Twitter.
Tell us what you think. Tell us what you're watching.
And rate us, please, positively on Apple and Google and Spotify.
Just everywhere.
Just.
And while you're not doing that, we hope you're having a good time staying safe.
Yeah,
this was fun.
This was fun. Inside doors. Yeah, this was fun. Cabin fever is where it's at right now. Yeah.
This girl is a setting. Pictures and buttons. It's staring. They're like staring. This girl is a setting. Pictures and buttons.